Thank you so much for joining us here on Elevated on Radio Pulpit. I am so excited to introduce our guest for today to you. And she's gorgeous, born and bred in Soweto, Guguletu Letimpilo Mtshali. She's the curator of a Christian youth community called the Kingdom Pulse. How exciting. She's created a community of believers from around the continent. Listen to this, from around the continent who are supporting each other in faith. Good afternoon or good day to you, Guguletu. So good to have you with us here on Elevated.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me. I am very excited. I grew up listening to Radio Pulpit, so this is a very important moment for me.
That's
So,
incredible.
thank you for
That is
having me.
incredible. And how great that Radio Pulpit, which is this trusted Christian voice throughout the continent and the world, that we've helped in some small way raise a kingdom ambassador like you, Letimpilo. I'm so excited to hear how this came about, born and bred in Soweto. Take us back to the years that you grew up and how you encountered this radical faith that we see today.
So I grew up in church. I grew up in church, that I have to say. My mom is a Christian through and through for as long as I remember. She was very active in her youth days. She was part of movements and all of that. But so she took me to church. She took me to church, and I think for me, there's nothing else that I've ever known. I've never really, Sundays don't feel the same if I don't go to church. I mean, what am I doing? It feels like a crime. But obviously, growing up in a black household, there's different beliefs, but church has always been at the core. And at 12, I joined the worship team at church. At 15, I was playing the drums, and I went on to be the youth preacher, one of the youth preachers. There were like three, one of the youth preachers at church, and that's how my journey was, really. It was a very, I even say right now, I absolutely love family churches, because it was a family church, I had so much opportunities to do so much, from the worship team to learning how to teach to playing the drums. It was open. So I grew up in that kind of environment where there's no singer today, I'd be able to sing. I need to play the drums, I'm there, you know. So it was, yeah, like
I
that.
absolutely love that. What an important point you make there about the role of family churches and the role that it plays in shaping people and their purpose. Before we get back into the Kingdom Pulse work that you are doing, you
Yes.
also work in the legal field. How did you end up there, and how do you believe that slots into your calling and your purpose?
I think I've definitely been called to teach people and to solve problems. I think that's definitely the core of who I am. Yes, I work in corporate law, and it's been a dream. I remember when I was young and it was career day, I was wearing a lawyer outfit. But as I grew in my faith, which is very interesting, I think this is a very interesting story when it comes to faith. As I grew in my faith, because I was young, I didn't understand what lawyers do. In my mind, I was thinking lawyers lie. So I was like, actually, I don't want to be a lawyer because I don't want to lie. Because it's wrong. God doesn't want me to lie. So because of all those teachings from church, I ended up feeling like no. But later on, I then learned that there's so many different kinds of things I can do in the legal space, and that's how I ended up here. It's been a lifelong dream, I think. Yeah, from as long as I don't remember wanting to be anything else but a lawyer, even though I dropped it a bit when I thought, I'm probably not going to go to heaven if I become a lawyer because I'll be lying. But it's not all that. There's a lot to do in the legal space. So, yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you know, I do want to ask your advice for young people who maybe feel that they don't have the finances to study, or they are studying but they are
Yeah.
struggling, coping with all the pressures. Just your advice to young students. How do you cope? And yeah.
So I really feel like I prayed a lot. I'm self-funded. I am definitely 100% self-funded, which has been such a ups and downs. So it really took a lot of prayer for me to be able to be where I am. But I think it's always important to get yourself out there. Don't be afraid to put yourself out there. It is very important to just make sure that you speak to the right people. You never limit yourself. And it is also very important to have a clear goal. I think if you know that, for example, I want to be a lawyer, then you know where to position yourself. I think that is also very important, the positioning of where you are. You can't want to attend. I attended a lot of events in my youth. I was there. Every single thing that has to do with the legal field, I was there. You can't attend tech events if you want to be in law. And that helped me, in terms of just finding out what kind of law I want to do, what kind of. So it really just helps to put yourself out there. You never know who's there, who will be able to help you in your journey. So I really believe in the power of community and just being out there. Do not close off. Do not be closed off, rather. But yeah.
And today you have community, you have a kingdom community via the Kingdom Pulse movement. I'm curious to know when you realize that you're not ordinary. Listen, when I look at your social media, it's clear this is not an ordinary girl. There's something different about you. When did you realize I'm different? There's something extraordinary about me. I'm a leader and I'm gonna do this. Get kingdom people together across the continent.
Believe it or not, the fact that I'm not just a regular person from in primary school, actually, I remember, crazy enough, I used to put people together even then. Like in primary school, I used to say, okay, guys, let's do this. I was that person. Okay, guys, let's do this. Okay, guys, let's put money together and do this. I was just that girl. And going forward from that, Kingdom Pulse then was born off my social media presence, actually. I listened to a sermon one day at church, and the pastor was like, you know what, you need to stop being quiet about your God. That was just the sermon, that you need to stop being quiet about your God. You have this God who is so amazing, but you're not telling people about him. So, what is the point? You need to go ye and make disciples. And I went on my Instagram that day. This was 2024. I went on my Instagram and I said, guys, from today on, I am going to yap about Jesus. Started as Kingdom Yap. I'm going to yap about Jesus. If you don't want to hear it, I'm so sorry. You'll have to unfollow me. But all we're doing here is talking about Jesus. And that's how it started. I think for me, just to answer your question of how I've always known, besides, just growing up knowing that I'm a leader, because I've curated so many other things, I started my first foundation when I was 14, so it's always just been something. But for me, it is with the help of the Holy Spirit, really. For me to go on my social media and start sharing the word, for me to turn that into a podcast, and for me to turn it into a community, it has always been just by listening to the Holy Spirit, learning how to be very sensitive to what God wants you to do at that particular point of your life. So that's how we got here.
And listen, your boldness is to be admired as well. Now, understanding some of your background, it makes sense and how you grew up. But in today's world where we live, being young and being bold about your faith and belief in Jesus Christ, some might say it's not easy, especially if you work in the corporate world. You want to be seen as this corporate girly or, this business guy that you're all about your craft or you're all about your career. It's not easy for people to take a stand and be bold about Jesus. What would your advice be to somebody who says, I'm a Christian, I go to church on Sunday, but I'm not about to be bold and start making posts or telling people about Jesus? How do you get to that point?
I think it is really, if you're not going to share the good news, then you're not obeying God. I am very big on the lesson of obedience. I always share about how it took the Israelites 40 years to get into the promised land, whereas it was an 11-day journey, but because of disobedience, they couldn't go in. So I think there's so many things in your life that need you to be obedient in order to happen. Like, so many things in your life are not going to happen just because you're disobedient. So I think not sharing the gospel, the word says that you need to go and make disciples. You need to share the good news of Jesus Christ. You can't just keep it to yourself, because then you're not really being a true Christian. Christianity is about love, and love is sharing the saving grace with the next person. So I really think it's very important. You don't have to be on social media, sharing and all of that. But I think there's so many ministries, and that's what I love about this faith, that there's so many ministries. You could be an intercessor, you could be a lot of things. So I think just find where you fit in and do something. I think it's very important to just do something for the kingdom. Don't just be a receiver of the word and you continue with your life without doing anything.
We've spoken about your boldness. We've spoken about how you were a self-funded student, paying it off yourself. That's inspiring in itself. A youth preacher. Don't think I missed the point where you said that you were playing drums. So you're actually a drummer as
Yes.
well. When I see you, I just see so much joy that I'm wondering what has been some of the hardest moments in your life. I see you and I can't imagine you ever being depressed or being down
Sure.
or going through difficult times. What would you say is the hardest season in your life so far that God Himself has really gotten you through?
True, I could write a whole list, but I think it's important to note that when I was in grade 11, so many years ago, not a lot of years, but a lot of years ago, I got admitted and I was diagnosed with anxiety. I think I just have this thing that I'm very scared of failing. So grade 11 wasn't easy. I was just thinking about it and I was like, oh my God, I don't want to fail. So it has been a very, very hectic ride until my mom actually said something to me, but this was about me being anemic. And I said to her, oh, I can't fast because I'm anemic. And she said, but you can't say you're anemic, you're a child of God. How dare you claim whatever disease that is? And I did the same with the anxiety, that I decided that I'm not claiming it. It's not mine. I don't have anxiety. Like for the past 10 years, I had been saying, oh, yeah, I have anxiety. I have anxiety. Oh, I can't do this because I have anxiety. But I just decided to take that lesson from my mother and say, I do not have that. But it is very difficult. The one thing was moving from home. I was born and bred in Soweto, so I'm an only child. My whole family, I was literally the princess of the family. I'm very close with my grandmother, my mother, my uncle, my mom's sister. We're very, very tight-knit. But a year ago, I decided that it's time for me to grow up, and I moved to Cape Town alone. I moved to Cape Town alone to come start a job. And moving from a house where there's everything, I didn't even know how to shop for groceries. I didn't know how to do so many things. If it wasn't for the Lord, I was going to lose myself. And I say this because Cape Town is so busy. There's so much going on. Young people are all over the street. And I definitely could have lost myself if it wasn't for the Lord. But actually, that very same move is the reason why I became so close to God, because the only thing that I had was God. The only thing that I could do was pray. My family was far away. There was nothing I could do. I was very homesick. I did feel a bit depressed, but God really showed up for me. And so that was, yeah, one of the moments. But also my career, it's been a roller coaster. Now that I'm here, it's God's grace. I fasted and I prayed, to just break into the legal industry, but it hasn't been all great as it is now. So yeah, that's also something, yeah.
And I'm wondering whether those experiences of yours helped inspire the creation of Kingdom Pulse, because one of the key things about it is that you have this community of Christian youth across the continent supporting each other, being able to support each other through journeys like the ones that you've just described.
Absolutely. So I'm just going to quickly take you through how. So Kingdom Pulse obviously started with me posting on social media on my Instagram stories and sharing the word. Later on, then I decided that because people were like, okay, but you share the word in your story and we can't see it again because we need something like a podcast so we can go back and listen to it. Then the podcast came. The community itself came because I was, as I said, I'm very, very sensitive to the voice of God, the voice of the Holy Spirit. I'm always willing, like listening to what, must be done. I was sitting at church listening to a preaching, and then The Holy Spirit was like to me, okay, I know you're tired of the job you're at right now. You're gonna use scriptures to pray over your CV. I was like, okay, so because it's just who I am, I went on TikTok and I shared that. I was like, oh, guys, I was sitting at church today and I'm gonna just declare scriptures over my CV. I've prayed for a job, yes, but now I'm gonna declare that I am always above and never beneath. I'm blessed in the city, I'm blessed in the field. I'm just going to declare God's promises to me, while praying for a job. And when I posted that on TikTok, so many people were like, oh, actually, I'm also looking for a job. Let's do it together. Let's do it together. And that's how the community came about. We have about 120 people now in the channel. And we have a group every Friday at 7 p.m. We pray. So those experiences definitely build Kingdom Pulse, and it keeps on getting shaped. Not long ago, we then started a separate group for intercessors. So there's just a lot of building blocks to this.
And I'm listening to you saying that you've got 120 people in this group. You are getting together to pray Fridays at 7 p.m. When we look at young people across the world and how they're experiencing God, how they're worshiping, it does seem like there's a revival among young people at the moment, a renewed hunger for the presence of God, for the authentic move of God. Do you see that within Kingdom Pulse as well?
Absolutely, absolutely. I think it is very beautiful to see because at some point I was definitely worried
Yes.
about young people. But I mean, when we gather to pray on Fridays, you get people from so many different places. Your Johannesburgs, your we had a lady from Namibia. It's always just people from different places, and they just want to be there. Some of the people that join us, they don't even have prayer requests because we have just a program, and there's a point where we're just like, okay, prayer request if there's anything you want us to help you pray for. Some people don't even have prayer requests, they're just there to pray for other people, and they're just there to hear the word because I then share the word before we pray. So it's really happening, and I think it is really up to us to keep that fire burning. We really need to keep it burning because young people are looking for God. Young people want to know who God is. Young people want to be obedient to God, and we can't let the opportunity pass. Honestly, we need to just grab it with both hands.
Let me then ask you, if people are listening and they want to get involved in Kingdom Pulse, how do they do that? How do they become part of this family?
No, of course, and we'd absolutely love for them to join us. You can definitely follow us. So on TikTok, the Kingdom Pulse, we are there, and you can definitely just join us on Fridays for the prayer at 7 p.m. We do it on Google Meet. On Instagram, it's also the Kingdom Pulse. So yeah, it would be great for more people to join us. You don't have to have a prayer request in order to join us. You never know, when your prayer can be the prayer that helps the next person. So yeah.
Absolutely. So make sure that you go and you join them. The Kingdom Pulse, of course, led by Guguletu Letempilo Mtshali, the gorgeous one, the gorgeous, God's gorgeous girl. Listen, before I do let you go, and I want to thank you once again for your time today, I just want you to share whatever word you want to leave with our listeners or our viewers today. What God has placed on your heart, what's that one word that you believe God has given you for this generation, for this season, for this time?
The word would definitely be Joel chapter 2 verse 12, and I just want to quickly just open it. But the word basically says that it's not too late. Even now, it's not too late. And I think my generation gets depressed and we get anxiety because we feel like we're running out of time. And this word, God gave me this word. Guys, there's nothing as nice as having a relationship with God because He will give you a word.
Amen.
But
Amen.
God gave me this word. I remember I was at my previous job. I was coming from the library, and I was like, God, what am I doing? I don't know. I don't know. What should I do now? And He said, it's not too late. The problem is that you feel like you need to now figure it out quickly. It's not too late. So Joel chapter 2 verse 12, it says, "Even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning." So basically, God is saying, "Come back to me. It's never too late. It doesn't matter where you are, what you've done, how bad other people see you as, or what you think is so horrible. Even now, it's not too late. You can definitely go back to God. He will take you back with open arms." I mean, I myself grew up, and growing up in a black household, my family was Zulu people, and they would, slaughter chickens and be like, "Oh, we're doing a Thanksgiving," and all of that. But I turned from that, and it is all because of this word that says, "Even now, it's not too late." Just because you have done so many other things besides obey me, doesn't mean that at this very point you can't change. So yeah, this is the time, young people, right now. You don't even have to be at church to change. This very moment is the moment where you can just decide to obey God.
I can't let you go without going just a little deeper into what you just spoke about, you turning your back on or rejecting ancestral worship. That's a very big thing for young believers. It comes with so much judgment from your family, fear that your family is going to reject you as well. Maybe just some advice to somebody who says, I don't know what to do. They want me to bring my child to do certain rituals on my child. They want me to do certain rituals, but I'm a believer. Your advice to them, fear of rejection, fear of judgment. How do you approach it? Where do you even start?
So for me, it was actually just to share my story, but I didn't even discuss anything with anyone. I actually had goat skin from a Thanksgiving. So we had a wedding for my grandmother, traditional stuff that, oh, she didn't properly get introduced to the family. We also were not introduced. So all of those things, and we had goat skin. I just decided to cut them off. This was before I even left home. Decided that, okay, I'm just going to cut off this goat skin. That was the first instance. So the first point that I would advise a person to start is that cut the ties. And I'm not saying cut the ties with your family, but cut the ties with those things. Whether you have a little altar there with your incense and those candles, get rid of that. Our God doesn't need any help. And this is my word all the time, that God doesn't need any help. You don't need to help him. You don't need to help him with a candle. You don't need to help him with incense. You don't need to help him with anything. So that's the first thing that I did. I cut that off. It wasn't even a conversation lucky for me, because my mom is actually just like that. She has never ever participated. She's always absent whenever, those things happen. She just never participated. So it wasn't difficult for me to just, I'd be like, okay, this is what I grew up seeing her do, so I'm gonna do it. And it's important, as the word says, that teach a child as they grow up, or teach them how they should go, so that when they're older, they can take that way. It was really just that I saw her not practice these things, and I was like, okay, actually, this is, but I think lastly, my advice would be that you need to be very serious about your faith and just your relationship with God, because if they're calling you to do these things, usually from my experience and in the Kingdom Pulse space, is that a person will come and say, "Oh, I'm sick and my family's saying I should do this. So I don't have a job, my family's saying I should do this." And let's say you've never fasted, you've never went to the courts of it, you've never done anything, you've never really you've just said a small prayer, "God, please give me a job," or, "God, please heal me." You need to be serious, because if we look at ancestral worship, people go all out. They get a goat. They go all out. So you need to do the same. You need to do the same. You need to really, really go all out with your relationship with God, with whatever petition you have, and God will definitely show up for you. He does not let us go to shame. People said so many things, especially since I shared online my journey when I cut off all of that, and people were like, "Your things are going to be so horrible," and life has gotten better instead. It comes with the obedience of God. People are like, "Oh, you're going to lose everything." I haven't lost anything. I've actually gained so much peace, and just my things are so much better. So, and it comes with just building a solid relationship with God. So that's my advice: build a solid relationship. So show them. You need to be now, the example that they look at and say, this person does not do anything but trust God and their life is good.
Guguletu, thank you so much for your time. What an incredible testimony you have. What an incredible person you are. I foresee just bigger and greater things for you in the kingdom. May the Lord bless you, grow your ministry, amplify your voice, open up more platforms so that the message that you carry on the inside of you might be heard throughout the nations. Thank you so much for your time. And just quickly, if people want to follow you online, besides Kingdom Pulse, where do they find you?
Okay, so my Instagram is at this is Kukuletu. And then on TikTok, it's life with Kukuletu. So,
There we have it. Life with Guguletu. To go and have it on social media. Thank you so much once again. The Lord bless you. And I really hope we're going to speak again soon.
definitely, definitely. Thank you so much. Have a blessed day, friend.
All
Bye.
right. Bye.